I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Supreme Court decision upholding President Donald Trump's ban on travel provoked sharp reactions Tuesday on Capitol Hill. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Democratic lawmakers like Senator Bob Menendez blasted the high court's decision as a stain on America.
That's a sad day in the country's history.
By contrast, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Chuck Grassley, said the Supreme Court appropriately concluded the travel ban was spurred by security concerns, not animus to a particular religion.
It's based upon evidence that the president was following the law.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The Trump administration is reacting to a federal judge's order to reunite families separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 2,000 kids have been separated from their parents in recent weeks. Ruling on a lawsuit brought by the ACLU, the judge in California is ordering authorities to reunite families within 30 days. The Justice Department says that makes it even more imperative Congress pass immigration legislation, saying lawlessness at the border will continue unless it's enabled to both enforce the law and keep families together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor traveled to Moscow Wednesday for high-level meetings to lay the groundwork for a possible U.S.-Russia summit. John Bolton met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for talks that reportedly lasted 2 hours, after which he headed to the Kremlin for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. Senior administration officials said Wednesday the Trump administration will stick to a strengthened security review.